caps and join the Tampa Tarpons and the Palm Beach Cardinals in honoring America. Today's rendition of our national anthem will be performed by Alan Weber.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wail o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Alan Weber.
And welcome, everybody. We got some Saturday afternoon baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And don't you know, well, now you know, Tarpons and the Cardinals wrapping things up this weekend. That's right, the series has been a series to remember, not just the rain, but all the good baseball. The Tarpons come into this game winning the last two, 17-26 on the season. The Cardinals 25-18. Let's go over your starting lineups. For the Tarpons, leading off, Jared Cerna. Batting second, center fielder Anthony Hall. Batting third, Dari Arias, playing right field. In the cleanup spot, Omar Martinez playing catcher. Batting fifth, Brenny Ascanio, the shortstop. Batting sixth, Augustine Ramirez, the first baseman. Batting seventh, Brett Barrera, second baseman. Batting eighth, Bo Brewer, the third baseman. And batting ninth, Felix Nagis. On the mound for the Tarpons, Justin Lang. And how about your Palm Beach Cardinals? Leading off, Alex Ardesenya from Staten Island. He's playing left field. Batting second, Lisandro Espinoza. He's the shortstop. Batting third is R.J. Yeager. He's designated hitter today. Juan Bincho batting cleanup. He's the right fielder. Batting fifth is Chris Rotundo out in center field. Carlos Linares batting seventh. He's the catcher. Batting seventh is Anson Cruz at first base. Batting eighth is Brandon Hernandez, the second baseman. And Javier Bolivar, third baseman, batting ninth. On the mound, Cade Winquest. So here we go. First pitch slated for 4 p.m. And 4 p.m. has arrived. How about that? Jared Cerna leading things off for the Tampa Tarpons, who have won the last two. And today, it's all about getting wild. Oh, yeah. Today is our wild night out. A night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. Don't forget to check out the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. All the animals, the beautiful environment. And you can't beat it. It's local. Count goes 1-1 to Cerna. Winquest on the mound batting. He's got an ERA of 3.54, 32 strikeouts in 28 innings. And the next pitch to Cerna, that one's grounded to the third baseman. That's an easy out number one. Nice job there. So Bolivar playing third base, throws it to Cruz, who's playing first. Third is usually Kirialis, and first is usually Yeager's. A little switcheroo today. Yeager, the designated hitter. Kirialis getting the day off. That's going to bring up Anthony Hall. He's up next. Anthony Hall comes into the game with a 258 average, two home runs, eight ribbies. The center fielder for the Tarpons. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And this one's inside. Count goes 2-0. We'll take a peek at your out-of-town scoreboard in just a moment. And then we'll give you an update on how the standings go. And a big swing and a miss by Anthony Hall. Count goes 2-1. And here comes the 2-1. This one inside, count goes 3-1. A beautiful Sunday afternoon here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Jupiter, Florida. Cardinals hosting the Tarpons. Yesterday, the Tarpons taking both games of the doubleheader. I got out of here last night at, 11:30? It was a late night here at the Dean. But it's got to be done. We all love the game of baseball, and sometimes we got rain delays, and sometimes we don't, as Anthony Hall fouls this one off his leg. It's a full count now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Top of the first inning. Nice little crowd here at the Dean today. A wild night out. First pitch just got underway at 4 p.m. And here comes the 3-2 from Winquest. Making contact is Hall. This one's chopped up, but it's going to go foul. Count remains 3-2 to Anthony Hall. Arias up deck. He's on next. A lot of fun in the sun. Perfect weather. I mean, picture perfect weather for some baseball. Hall steps back into the box. Here we go. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Hall. Here comes the pitch. Inside, Hall takes first base on a walk. So a good eye by Anthony Hall with one out. We got a runner on first. Tarpons threatening. Dari Arias up next. He has a 220 average, one home run, 12 ribbies. Arias going to try to get Anthony Hall moving on those bags. Home plate umpire is Tyler Green, and first base is Isabella Robb. First pitch to Arias, strike one. Here comes the 0-1. And a big swing, but chopped foul. No balls, 2 strikes to Arias. Getting his pitch behind the plate from Linares. And here comes the 0-2. Breaking ball all the way outside. Count goes 1-2. One-two count with one out. Hall on first. Arias in the box. Here comes the 1-2. And makes contact. That looks like it's going to be just foul. Count stays 1-2 on the foul ball. Arias making his way back into the box. We wrap things up tomorrow in this 6-game series. No fans in the stands, of course. But if you came out today, you're having a good old time. Don't forget Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside the ballpark at the box office. Counts 1-2 to Arias. Here comes the pitch. And making contact, but foul. A beautiful day for baseball. Happy Saturday, everybody. Here comes the 1-2 to Arias. And this one fouled. Take a look at your out-of-town scoreboard. Clearwater and St. Lucie going at it. The Mets up 2-0 in the bottom of the first. They'll play two today. And then the rest of the games, they are going to kick off at around 6:30 p.m. as this one's fouled by Arias. He stays alive with a 1-2 count. The Cardinals are sporting their wildlife jerseys. Nice little piece of art on the Palm Beach Cardinals jerseys today. In honor of a wild night out. Here comes the 1-2 to Arias. Breaking ball, strike three, he got him. First strikeout of the game for Winquest. Arias goes down swinging.
Number 13, Omar Martinez.
Omar Martinez is up next, the catcher, batting 227. Four home runs, 16 RBIs in this young season for the Tarpons. Anthony Hall still stranded on first. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss, strike one. Here comes the 21st pitch from Winquest. Or not. He's trying to throw Hall out at first. Hall gets back in time. Winquest getting his pitch. Lenara's behind the plate. Here we go. And that's a strike. Count goes 0-2. Here comes the 0-2. And this breaking ball misses the plate. Count goes 1-2. Escanio on deck if we get to him. Martinez in the box. Anthony Hall on first after the walk. Two outs here, top of the first. Anthony Hall is going, trying to steal second. And he's out of there. Isabella Robb calling him out. What a throw by Linares. And that's out number three. Good defense there by the hometown Palm Beach Cardinals. We're rocking and rolling. Bottom of the first inning coming up. Walter Works live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back, everybody. Alex Artesania leading things off for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Bottom of the first inning, nothing tie. Justin Lang on the mound for the Torpins. Happy Saturday. Feliz Sabado. That's right. We're all here. We made it to the ballpark. We got our headphones on if we didn't. And we're all waiting and ready for this fifth game of the series between the Tarpons and the Cardinals. A wild night out. That's what it's all about. Kids Club Saturday, every Saturday here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Counts 3-1 to Artesania. And this one's outside. Artesania takes first base on a walk. How about that? A good eye by Alex. That's going to bring up Lisandro Espinoza. Mr. Espinoza coming up in the box. 168 average, one home run, 14 ribbies. Runner on first, nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Showing bunt pulls away, but it's called strike anyway. Counts 0-1 to Espinoza. And nice piece of hitting there. Espinoza gets on with a stand-up single. So Espinoza on first, blooping it over the second baseman's head. No chance there for Barrera. And that's going to bring up R.J. Yeager with nobody out. Runners on first and second. A golden opportunity for Yeager. It's Yeager time. We'll find out. Yeager stepping into the box. Here we go. And the first pitch to Yeager gets by the catcher, so the runners are going to go. So runners move over to second and third. Artesania on third, Espinoza on second. Yeager in the box, batting 318, four home runs, 27 RBIs, trying to get the first couple of runs in the game here. Next pitch to Yeager. That's outside. Ball two. No outs. Bottom of the first. Two out to count to Yeager. Artesania on third. Espinoza on second. This one's popped up. It's going to go foul. Count goes 2-1 to R.J. Yeager. Justin Lang on the mound. Yeager in the box. Artesania on third. Espinoza on second. The next pitch inside. That's going to be ball three to Yeager. Yeager getting back in the box. Lang on the mound. Bottom of the first. Here comes the 3-1. And this one's popped up, but it's going to be foul. All right. Count 3-2. We got a full count. Runners on third. Runner on second. This one's fouled. Runners on third and second. Three balls, two strikes. Full count. Here comes the pitch. And Yeager pops this one again foul. Staying alive like John Travolta. And it's Saturday. It's Saturday night. Do we got some Saturday night fever? We'll find out. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here comes the pitch to Yeager. And Yeager, that's going to be a base hit. One's going to come home. Espinoza rounding third. He gets back to third. That's an RBI single for R.J. Yeager. Adesanya crossing home plate. And you already know it's Yeager time. How about that? R.J. Yeager supplying the first run for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and they're up 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. An RBI single for Yeager. That's going to bring up Juan Bincho. And don't you know, we got runners on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Lang on the mound. Here comes the first pitch to Juan Bincho. That's fouled. Count goes 0-1. What a way to start the game for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Counts 0-1 to Juan Bincho. Espinoza on third. Yeager on first. Nobody out. Here comes the pitch. Bincho fouls it. Count goes 0-2. So Yeager with the RBI single. Lisandro Espinoza almost came home. I think he made the right decision by staying at third. Juan Bincho getting set back in the box. Counts 0-2 to Juan Bincho. Here comes the pitch from Lang. And Bincho cracks this one past the shortstop. Espinoza come home. And that's an RBI single for Juan Bincho. And don't you know, the Cardinals are up 2-0. What a start for Palm Beach here in the bottom of the first. There's still nobody out. And Juan Bincho is now on first. And how about that? Yeager on second. Chris Rotundo up next. And after losing the last two games, this is exactly what the Palm Beach Cardinals doctor prescribed. Let's get off to a fast start and make them pay. So the Cardinals up 2-0 on three hits here in the bottom of the first inning. That's music to my ears. Quick meeting at the mound as Lang is not having a good start here, 18 pitches in. Still no outs. Rotundo in the box. Bincho on first. Yeager on second. Here comes the pitch. Checks his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike one. Counts 0-1 to Rotundo. And the breaking ball just misses inside. Count goes 1-1. One count to Rotundo. And dribbles this one, but it's going to be counted foul. Lang getting set. Counts 1-2 to Rotundo. Here comes the pitch. Makes contact, but foul. Count's going to remain 1-2. It's been a long first inning. In a good way, if you're a Palm Beach Cardinals fan. So far, they brought two across home, and nobody's out. What an opportunity for Rotundo to add some more damage here. Breaking ball upstairs. Count goes even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. And Rotundo fouls it. Count's going to stay 2-2. Rotundo. Tondo eyeing the field. Lang getting his pitch. And fouls it there. Count's going to stay 2-2. A beautiful breeze, some good weather after the tumultuous week we had. A lot of rain this week. Put a dent in this series as a couple of games had to get made up. And that one just misses. Count's going to go full. Full count to Rotondo. No outs. And this one's upstairs, and the bases are loaded like a baked potato. Look at that. What a start by the Cardinals. With the bats. With the good eye. You can't deny it. Carlos Linares up next. And the first pitch to Linares outside, ball one. Nobody out, bases loaded, bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss, strike one. And the next pitch is outside. That's going to be ball two. Rotondo on first. Bincho on second. Yeager on third. This one's popped up. That's going to be foul. Count goes even 2-2. Two to the count. Saturday afternoon baseball. Here we go. And he gets him. That's strike three. Linares wants it challenged. And he is out of there. A much needed first strikeout for Justin Lang. And Linares is the first one out of the lineup, out of this order, to go down. Addison Cruz up next. Bases loaded like a baked potato. Strike one to Cruz. Rotondo on first. Bincho on second. Yeager on third. Cruz in the box. Lang on the mound. Here comes the 0-1. And he smacks this one, but it goes foul. Counts 0-2 to Addison Cruz. Hernandez due up next. He's on deck. And this one outside. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bases loaded. Cruz in the box. And he hits it. Charging in is the right fielder. The runner's going to tag. No, he isn't. Yeager changes his mind and goes back to third. Regardless, that's two outs now. Tarpon's trying to get out of this inning. Let me tell you, with the bases loaded as long as they've been, if they can get out of this inning just down two, I would say that's a victory. Brandon Hernandez up next. Here comes the pitch to Hernandez. And Hernandez makes contact, but it's foul. And the next pitch inside, ball one. 1-1 the count, two outs. Here comes the pitch. And checking his swing, did he go? Yes, he did. 1-2 the count. Hernandez has the bases loaded with two outs here in the bottom of the first. Cardinals have brought home two. Trying to get their 26th win of the season. Hernandez makes contact, but it goes foul just beyond the Tarpons bullpen. Here comes the 1-2. And Hernandez making contact. The first baseman flips it over to the pitcher, and Lang able to get on the first base bag just in time. So Hernandez retired on a ground ball. The Cardinals bring two home on three hits. How about that? We'll be back for the top of the second. Seems like forever. We're going to do it after this commercial break. Live on MILB.com, it's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Top of the second inning. Omar Martinez up to bat. Tarpons down two runs. Cardinals with a 2-0 lead on three hits. Winquest on the mound for the Cardinals. Martinez hits this one, but it goes foul. Two on the count to Martinez. And this breaking ball all the way outside. Looks like Winquest didn't have a good grip on it. And he pops this one up. Should be a routine play. Third baseman calling it. No, Espinoza tracks it down and calls it last minute. That's out number one. So Martinez is retired on a pop-up.
The shortstop number one, Brenny Ascanio.
Brenny Ascanio up next. And he fouls this one. Count's going to go 0-1. And he pops the next one. Count's going to go 0-2. Nice crowd here today at the stadium. Don't forget your tickets, RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. As Ascanio is retired on strikes, that's going to be strikeout number two for Winquest. So two outs here in the top of the second. That's going to bring up Augustin Ramirez. And the first pitch outside and away. Here comes the 1-1. This one fouled. And making contact, Espinoza right there to Cruz, and that's going to be out number three. 1-2-3, top of the second inning. Cardinals are up next. Walter Works with you, MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Not completing high school was more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, folks. Bottom of the second. Cardinals on top, 2-0. Saturday afternoon baseball. That's right. We're having a wild night out. We got animals, the stars of tomorrow, a lovely crowd. This is what you get here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Javier Bolivar leading things off here for the Cardinals in the bottom of the second. 1-0 the count, smacks this one. That's going to be fair. Over to third. Is there a play? No, there isn't. And Bolivar is going to stay on first. That might be ruled as a hit. It is. There was no chance there at third for Brewer to get to it. So Bolivar is on with a base hit. Alex Arvizena is up next. Espinoza on deck. He's due up next. Runner on first, nobody out. Bottom of the second, here we go. And this one's popped up. Left fielder charging towards the track. And a nice grab there by Neguas. So a new pitcher on the mound for the Tarpons.
The shortstop, number 8, Lisandro Espinoza.
Lang's day's done, and Calderon is up. Espinoza up to bat. First pitch to him, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Espinoza. Outside, ball two. One count. Big swing and a miss. That's going to be strike two. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the second. And Espinoza swings and misses. So Calderon striking out Espinoza. R.J. Yeager up next with two outs, runner on first. Checks his swing. He didn't go. It's going to be challenged, it looks like.
Challenge call is upheld. Call is the call.
Well, it's going to be a ball. That's ball one. Calderon getting his first strikeout in the relief. This one's chipped over to the third baseman. He gets it this time. No problemo. That's three outs, and we're headed towards the top of the third inning. Nice grab there by Brewer, throwing it over to Ramirez. And just like that, the Cardinals are up 2-0. That's right. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our
daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show. We're here. Top of the third inning. Cardinals on top, 2-0. 0-1 count to Brett Barrera. And the next pitch is called a ball. Count goes 1-1. And the next pitch called strike. Counts 1-2 to Barrera. Winquest on the mound approaching pitch number 39. Here it comes. And this one outside. Count goes to go even 2-2. Breaking ball misses. Count goes full. Here comes the 3-2. And this one misses. That's ball four. So Barrera gets on first with a good eye.
Challenge call overturned, strike three.
Oh, man. And Barrera was so confident taking first on a walk. The call was challenged, and now he's called on a strike three. And that's the third punch out by Winquest. That's going to bring up Bo Brewer. And the first pitch to Brewer, a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, ball one. Counts 2-0 to Brewer. Winquest getting his pitch. Here comes the 2-0. And checks his swing, but it's a strike. Counts 2-1. Here we go. And making contact right to Winquest. Nice grab by Cade. Flicks it over to Cruz over at first, and that's two outs.
Left fielder, number 29, Felix Negase.
So Negues on the mound in the box. Tarpons come into this game sweeping the doubleheader yesterday, improving to 17-26. Big swing and a miss there by Negues. That's going to be strike one. And the next pitch called strike. Count goes 1-2. And that's all she wrote. Negues is retired. So that's another strikeout for Winquest. He's up to four. And just like that, we're cruising towards the bottom of the third inning. The Tarpons, yep, they're in a little bit of a struggle right now compared to the last couple of days. They've come into this game winning two in a row because they swept the doubleheader yesterday. And the Cardinals now looking to end that streak and take the next two. Two games left in this series between the Tarpons and the Cardinals. That's right, Tampa's been here all week long. And today, we're having a wild night out. That's right, RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. Don't forget to get your tickets. We got fans in the stands Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Catch the stars of tomorrow right here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Let's take a peek at your standings in the Florida State League. In the East, the Palm Beach Cardinals are ahead just one game of the Jupiter Hammerheads at 25-18. The Hammerheads are 24-19. The Tortugas at 18-25. They're seven games behind the Cardinals. And the St. Lucie Mets just have been in a rut all season long. They've only won 10 games, folks. I know it's hard to believe. It's early in the season, but they're 10-31. And man, they are currently 14 games behind your Palm Beach Cardinals. And if you look at the Florida State League West, Clearwater is well in front, 7.5 games in front of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Clearwater has a record of 31-10. The Mighty Muscles are 24-18. And what about the Marauders after getting off to an unbelievable start? They've only won the last 3 out of 10 games they've played, and they're 23-20, 9 games behind Clearwater in the West. The Dunedin Blue Jays are 22-20, Lakeland's 18-25, and Tampa's 17-26. Here comes Hwan Bin Cho. He's leading things off for your Palm Beach Cardinals here in the bottom of the third. And Bin Cho pops this one up. A soft hit. Charging to get it is the third baseman over in foul territory. Nice grab by Brewer. So Bin Cho is retired. If you remember, Bin Cho got things really going with his RBI single back in the first. That's going to bring up Chris Rotundo. He's up next. Rotundo with a .231 average, 2 home runs, 15 ribbies. First pitch to Rotundo, high and inside. Here comes the 1-0. And nice piece of hitting there by Rotundo. It gets away from the third baseman. He's not able to get a handle on it. Brewer fumbled it. And Rotundo's on third with a single. That's going to bring up Carlos Linares. He's the catcher. He got struck out last time up. Yorlin Calderon on the mound. Here comes the first pitch to Linares. One out here, bottom of the third. First pitch to Linares, strike one. And the next pitch called strike. Count goes 0-2. And the runner's going to go. Linares moved out of the way. He almost got hit there. It's not going to matter. Rotundo easily getting to second. Cardinals on top here in the bottom of the third, leading 2-0. And Linares making contact, but right there to get it is the first baseman. Nice job by Ramirez. So Linares goes down.
First baseman, number 15, Adamson Cruz.
That's 2 outs here in the bottom of the third. Rotundo moves on to third. Addison Cruz up next. Here comes the pitch to Cruz. Checks his swing. Ball one. Here comes the 1-0. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes even, 1-1. Here comes the pitch. This one outside. That's going to be ball two. Hernandez up next. He's on deck. Cruz in the box. Counts 2-1. Here we go. And he hits this one in the gap, and that's going to be an RBI single for Addison Cruz. Rotundo comes on home, and the Cardinals are up 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. So another RBI single. They've been getting them any way they can. And the Cardinals up 3-0. Hernandez up next. Here comes the pitch from Calderon. This one inside, ball one. Bolivar up next. He's on deck. Here comes the 1-0. Inside, ball two. Counts 2-0 to Hernandez. Here comes the pitch. And ripping it to the first baseman. He's not going to be able to get a piece of it. And Hernandez gets on to first. Are they going to rule it an error? They do. So Hernandez reaches on an error. That's going to bring up Javier Bolivar, who's 1-for-1. Two outs, bottom of the third. Runners on first and second for your Palm Beach Cardinals, up 3-0. Here comes the pitch to Bolivar. That's going to be ball one. One ball, no strikes. Pitch clock ticking. Calderon taking his time. 10, 9, 8, 7. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. One won the count to Bolivar. Here comes the 1-1, that one outside, two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1, just outside, ball three. Quick conversation as coach, and it looks like the whole infield comes in. And the Tarpons are going to get warming up in the bullpen. Down by three. Calderon's already in for some relief. Things are just starting to unravel for the Tarpons. So we had a doubleheader yesterday. Tarpons took both games. And it looks like the Cardinals got some good sleep last night, up quickly in this game. Definitely a nice sight to see. They're only one game ahead of the Hammerheads. I mean, we wish the best for both teams, but at some point, you got to pick a roommate, right? You know, it happens. That's life. Regardless, we got two competitive baseball teams in this Florida State League, and things are all fine and dandy here in Jupiter. Cardinals up 3-0, bottom of the third. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Bolivar in the box. Calderon on the mound. Here we go. Cardinals looking to break this game wide open. They've got five hits thus far. The Tarpons are still without a hit. Here comes the 3-1. And just misses him. Oof, I thought it might have gotten a piece of Bolivar. Did it get a piece of him? It did. So Bolivar goes to first. And the bases are loaded. Like your favorite baked potato. And I'm not talking bacon and cheese. I'm talking about Cardinals everywhere. Runners on first, second, and third. Here we go. Ardesenya up next. Cruz on third. Hernandez on second. Bolivar on first. Ardesenya in the box. As we got a quick time here. Our Desenia from Staten Island picked in the seventh round of the 2022 draft. Here we go. Calderon on the mound. Artesania up to bat. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball one. Cruz anxiously on third. Cardinals trying to get all the run support they can muster up here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball two. Here comes the 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Adesanya trying to get his first hit of the afternoon. Here comes the 2-1. And he rips this one, but just foul. That could have brought everybody home. Regardless, Cardinals up 3-0. Artesania trying to get the party started here at the Dean. Here we go. Bases loaded. Count 2-2. Here comes the 34th pitch from Calderon. And making contact, but it just goes foul. Count stays 2-2. Oh, it's about to get wild here at the Dean. Oh yeah, celebrating a wild night out. That's right, with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. Always my favorite time of the year when we bring the animals out. And don't forget, the dog days of summer are all in effect now every Friday. As this pitch gets him on a nasty breaking ball, Calderon retires Artesania, a much-needed out number three. Things were about to get outrageous there as things were unraveling for the Tarpons, but they're still in the game. Top of the fourth inning coming up. Walter Wirtz with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show. Cardinals on top, 3-0, top of the fourth inning, about to get started here. Jared Cerna leading things off for the Tarpons. Tarpons want to get back into this game. Still a lot of baseball to be played. 1-0 to count to Cerna. Winquest on the mound. And the next pitch outside, that's going to be ball two. Winquest with four strikeouts on the game. He's got 51 pitches in the books. Let's get this party started. That's what the Cardinals have done early on in this game. Up 3-0 on five hits. And Winquest still hasn't allowed a hit. How about that? He's got an ERA of 3.19. And Cerna pops this one up. Oh, I hear something hitting the roof. Is that by me? A lucky fan's going to get it. Oh, it never came down. Robbed at the ballpark. Boo. I'm sure there'll be more of those. That's all right. And Cerna rocks this one. Bincho going towards the warning track. Hat coming off, and what a catch by Juan Bincho on the dirt of the warning track. A loud out number one. And Cerna's retired on a big-time pop-up. So Cerna goes down on a ball that Bincho went charging after and caught on the dirt of the warning track. Anthony Hall up next. First pitch to him, strike one. Next pitch to Anthony Hall, swing and a miss, strike two. Counts 0-2 to Anthony Hall. And makes contact, but that one's foul. Oh, 2 to count. Here comes the pitch to Hall. Checks his swing. Makes contact. Or didn't make contact. Might have hit the dirt there from my view. Thought he made contact, but it's ball one. And the next pitch is going to be a ball. Count goes even. 2-2. Two to the count, Winquest on the mound. Four strikeouts for Winquest. Here comes the 3-2. Upstairs, that's going to be ball four. Anthony Hall takes first. So with one out, Anthony Hall takes first. That's the second time he's walked. Dari Arias up next. And the first pitch to Arias, ball one. Linares coming out to the mound. So is Hernandez. That talks some strategy to Winquest. He's thrown 62 pitches here in the fourth inning. What a game we have in store for you today. It's been a challenging week, I'd say, with all the rain, but picture perfect weather for some baseball today. 1-0 the count to Arias. Here comes the pitch. And this one inside. Just misses. Ball two. Here comes the 2-0. And he hacks at that one, makes contact, but it goes foul. Arias 0-for-1 today. Martinez due up next. He's on deck. And what a shot by Arias. Rips this one. That's going to be a single. A big-time single. I would love to know what the exit velocity was on that hit. Regardless, Arias gets to first. And ball goes to third. Nice piece of hitting by Arias, his first hit of the ball game. So Arias on first, Hall on third, runners on the corners with one out. Martinez up next. Nobody warming up in the Cardinals' bullpen. Here comes pitch number 66 from Winquest. And making contact is Martinez. It gets by the first baseman, Cruz. One's going to come home. And diving into third easily is Arias. So won't you look at that, an RBI single for Martinez. That's going to bring up Brenny Ascanio. And the Cardinals are about to start warming up in that pen. 3-1 ball game now with the Tarpons bringing one across home. Much needed. Still got a lot of baseball to be played here. Brenny Ascanio due up. He's in the box. Rodriguez on deck. Here comes the pitch to Ascanio. Foul ball. One count. Ascanio in the box. Runners on the corners. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the fourth, top of the fourth. And this breaking ball misses. Count goes 1-2. And here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Did he get a piece of it? Looks like he did. Count stays 1-2. Just one out here in the top of the fourth. Tarpon's looking to cut into this Cardinal lead. They also finally got their first couple of hits of the game. 1-2 count. Here we go. And makes contact, but it goes foul. One ball, two strikes, one out. Top of the fourth inning, runners on the corners. Here comes pitch number 71. And nice piece of hitting. Will it be enough for a sacrifice? Runner's going to go, and he gets home safely. How about that? Arias crossing home, and Ascanio has a sack fly for an RBI.
The first baseman, number 35, Jesus Rodriguez.
Jesus Rodriguez up next. He's playing first base. 3-2 Cardinals lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Ascanio on first base. Here comes the 1-0. And this one outside. Count, two outs. That caught the outside corner. Rodriguez is going to challenge it.
Challenge
And that's overturned. It's called a ball. So now we got three balls and no strikes. Yeah, nice piece of hitting there. Over to third. That's going to be it. Three outs, just like that, but it took a while. How about the Tarpons getting two across home? Cardinals now just up by one. 3-2 Palm Beach Cardinals lead as we cruise towards the bottom of the fourth inning. That's right, Walter Works with you, MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the fourth inning, Lisandro Espinoza leading things off for the bottom of the fourth. Cardinals hanging on to a 3-2 lead here. Saturday afternoon baseball, that's right, a wild night out. Count 0-2, and Espinoza rips this one, but just foul. Ay, ay, ay. Yeager on deck. He's up next. Counts 0-2 to Espinoza. Here comes the 0-2. Goes after all of it, but it's foul. A nice crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Perfect weather. Two great teams in the Florida State League. Big swing and a miss, and that's strike three. New pitcher on the mound for the Tarpons, Mason Vinyard. So that's the first strikeout for Vinyard. I mean, after Lang started the game, had a rocky start to say the least. It's been a pitcher-by-committee approach by the Tarpons as they try to stay within reach, just down one. Yeager in the box. That's going to be ball one. Counts 1-0. Strike one. Count goes even 1-1. Wonbin Cho on deck. One out, bottom of the fourth. And making contact right to the third baseman. Should be a routine play. Nice reach there by Ramirez. That's going to be out number two. Wonbin Cho up next with nobody on, two outs. And a big swing and a miss. That's strike one. Rotundo on deck if we get to him. Here comes the 0-1. Checks a swing. Ball one. And Bencho makes contact, flicked over to the first baseman. Nice job there by Vinyard, just getting to first in the nick of time, and Bencho is retired. That's three outs. No runs come across home. Cardinals still on top, 3-2. Top of the fifth inning coming right up. MILB.com, it's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. Welcome back, folks. Top of the fifth inning. Cade Winquest still on the mound. Brett Barrera, he's in the box. Cardinals 3, Tarpons 2. Here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We got some action in the Cardinals bullpen. It looks like Winquest's time is almost up. He's approaching 80 pitches on the evening. Here comes pitch number 79. And a breaking ball just misses ball two. And this one's popped up into the stands. And a lucky fan getting the ball. Look at that. And Barrera right to Espinoza. Nice scoop up there by Cruz. He didn't fumble that one. That's out number one.
The third baseman, number 28, Bo Brewer.
So Barrera's out. Out number one. Bo Brewer up next. Top of the fifth inning. Cardinals 3, Tarpons 2. First pitch to Brewer, strike one. Count 0-1. Here comes the pitch. Just misses. Count goes even, 1-1. And that was actually challenged. It's overturned. We're looking at strike two. So an 0-2 count to Brewer. With one out. Here comes the 0-2. And makes contact, but goes foul. Are you ready for some baseball? Saturday afternoon baseball here in Jupiter, Florida. Tampa Tarpons and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Second to last game of this series. Tarpons have won the last two as this one is over the head of Brewer. That's going to be ball two. Count goes even. Neguez on deck. Here comes the pitch. Making contact is Brewer, but it goes foul. Ba-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na. Don't you love the stadium music? I know I do. One ball, two strikes to Brewer. One out. Top of the fifth. And this one is popped up. Who's going to call it? Who's going to get it? It's Juan Bincho in right field without number two.
Left field at number 29, Felix Neguez.
Neguez up next. First pitch to Neguez, ball one. One oh count, here comes the pitch. And that's inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Foul tips this one, count goes 2-1. And the next pitch is going to be away, ball three. And that's going to be a called strike, so the count goes full with two outs. Serna on deck. He's up next. And makes contact, but fouls it. Count stays full. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes a 3-2. And this one's inside. Neguez is going to take first on a walk. Whole infield coming in, Coach Kendall coming out, and we're going to have a pitching change as the Cardinals try to hang on to this 3-2 lead. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And we got a new pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals in relief, Angel Quencia, with a 6.43 ERA, 15 punchouts and 14 innings of work this season, facing Jared Cerna, who comes into the game with a 320 average, 8 home runs, 23 ribbies. Cerna looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Counts 1-0 to Jared. Next pitch, called ball. That was a little low. Here we go. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 outs. And ripping it. That's in play. And what a hit by Cerna. He's rounding first, halfway there. A runner slides into third safely, and Cerna gets on first with a single. So a nice first hit of the game for Cerna. Meguiar easily getting to third safely. And that's going to bring up Anthony Hall, who's walked twice. Here comes the pitch to Anthony Hall, strike one. One count. Anthony Hall in the box, 2 outs. Here we go. Big swing and a miss. The runner's going to go. He gets it in a jam. A play is going to come home to home, and he's out of there. What a defensive play by the Palm Beach Cardinals. They could have easily gotten the runner at second. They go for home instead, and caught dead at home is Nagis. What a play there by the catcher. Lenar is all over it. Bing, bam, boom. How do you like that? We're heading towards the bottom of the fifth inning. Cardinals on top, 3-2. Walter Works with you, MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Bottom of the fifth inning. Cardinals on top, 3-2 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Kids Club Saturday in full effect. All the kids are out here. Every Saturday is Kids Club Saturday. Why not? Come out to the ballpark and make your baseball memories come true. 2-2 count to Rotundo. Vinyard on the mound. The third pitcher today by the Tarpons. Here Here comes the 2-2 to Rotundo. And this one outside count's going to go full. Here comes the pitch. And making contact is Rotundo, so the count's going to stay 3-2. There's a guy in the ballpark. He's obviously a Palm Beach Cardinals fan, but he's wearing a necklace made out of baseballs. I've seen it all, folks. A necklace made out of baseballs. Here comes the 3-2. Making contact is Rotundo. Second baseman easily getting to it. And that's going to be out number one. So Rotundo is retired. Nice play there, Barrera to Ramirez. That's going to bring up the catcher, Carlos Linares. He's looking for his first hit of the afternoon. And making contact is Linares. That's going to get through everybody in the infield, and that's a base hit. Nice piece of hitting by Linares, his first one of the day. And Linares is on first with Addison Cruz up next. He's stepping into the box. Last time around, he had an RBI single. So here comes Cruz with one out, bottom of the fifth inning. And hits it over to the shortstop. Not going to be enough for a double play. So Cruz gets on first on a fielder's choice. Linares thrown out at second. We got two outs now here in the bottom of the fifth. And here comes Brandon Hernandez. Hernandez looking for his first hit of the afternoon. And the first pitch to Hernandez outside, ball one. Swing and a miss. That's going to be strike one. Count goes 1-1. Bolivar up next. He's 1-for-1. He's on deck. Runner on first. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. And this one is called strike two. Count goes 1-2 to Hernandez. Vinyard on the mound, getting his pitch. Here it comes. And he chops this one. Is it going to be a fair ball? It is. And what a play by the Tarpons defense. Not able to get Hernandez on first, but ultimately swing back around, and they're able to get Cruz on second. Holy moly guacamole. Cardinals still on top 3-2. Nothing comes across home in the fifth for either teams. Top of the sixth inning coming right up. Walter Works on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Mayshell Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its...
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the sixth inning, Anthony Hall leading things off. And that's a broken bat all over the place. It's going to be an easy out number one. But that bat shattered in a million pieces. So Hall's out. Hernandez able to scoop it up and just flick it over to Cruz. That's going to bring up Arias. He has one hit today. And the first pitch to Arias, big swing and a miss, strike one. And here comes the 0-1. This one catches the outside corner. Count goes 0-2. I'm calling time. O-2 count to Arias, and he makes contact, staying alive. Count's going to remain 0-2. And a nice piece of hitting. What a grab, though, by Hernandez. Arias came off the bat quickly and hard. But Hernandez right there. That's out number two. Omar Martinez up next. He had an RBI single his last time up. Unbelievable. What a game here at the Dean. A nail biter. Cardinals up top, 3-2. Quincy approaching pitch number 13 in relief. He's facing Martinez. Counts 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And this one's popped up all the way up in foul territory. Nobody's going to be able to track it down. Oh, somebody almost got that ball right on their lap there. Another lucky fan. A souvenir there all day. Counts 1-2 to Martinez. Here comes pitch number 14 from Quencia. Inside, that's going to be ball two. Wow. And here comes the 2-2. Big swing and a miss, and Quencia retires Martinez. On strike number three. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. Cardinals 3, Tarpons 2. Cardinals are going to try to add some insurance. Here we go. We'll be back after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, folks. Bottom of the sixth inning, Javier Bolivar up. And he cracks this one right to center. Should be an easy out number one. Center fielder Hall tracking it down, and he does. Out numero uno in the books here in the bottom of the sixth. Artesania up next. Here comes the first pitch to him, ball one. Artesania looking for his first hit. Looks like he would thought he was awarded first. Seems to be a dilemma going on the field. And he's going to get back in the box. That's ball one. He thought he was hit. Gary Kendall, coach, at third. Here comes Artesania. He dribbles this one right over to Vinyard. That's going to be an easy out. That's out number two. So Artesania is retired. And Lisandro Espinoza is up next.
Shortstop number eight, Lisandro Espinoza.
Two outs. Bottom of the sixth. Cardinals three. Tarpons two. And the first pitch to Espinoza. Big swing and a miss. That's strike one. And this one outside, count goes one and one. And a big swing and a miss, that's going to be two strikes. And he didn't go, so that's going to be a ball. Counts even two and two to Espinoza. This one's a ball, so the count's going to go full. And here comes the pitch. Gets him on the outside corner. Vinyard with some nice pitching in relief, keeping these Tarpons in the game. Espinoza goes down looking. And that's all she wrote for the sixth inning. Top of the seventh coming up. Walter Works with you on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
welcome back, everybody. One out here to start things off in the top of the seventh. Escanio popping up. Right into the mid of Juan Bin Cho. And that's going to bring up Jesus Rodriguez. Yeah, Rodriguez makes contact. Cruz trying to scoop it up, fumbling it, but then recovers it, flicks it over to Quencia. A quick two outs.
The second baseman, number 33, Brett Barrera.
Brett Barrera's up next. Here comes the pitch from Quencia. Nice breaking ball, strike one. Quencia with one strikeout. Here comes pitch number 19 in relief. Another breaking ball just misses. And the next pitch is outside. Ball. Two balls, one strike. And this one is shot over to center. Nice grab there for out number three. Just like that, Rotundo getting it cleanly in his mitt. And we're heading towards the bottom of the seventh inning. You already know what time it is. It's time to have some peanuts, take a sip of your drink, stretch your legs. It's the seventh inning stretch. And let's play the music. Enjoy it, everybody. And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the seventh. Cardinals on top, 3-2. O2 count to Yeager. New pitcher on the mound for the Tarpons, Geoffrey Gilbert. Two-one count, here comes the pitch. And Yeager smacks this one, but it's up, up, up in the air, just barely making out of the infield. And right there to get it. That's going to be out number one is Brewer. Juan Bin Cho up next.
Right fielder, number three, Juan Bin Cho.
Here comes the first pitch to Ben Cho. And this one's outside. Caught the outside corner of the plate. Nice pitching by Gilbert. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Strike one. And the 0-1 outside, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. Inside, count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Outside, three balls, one strike. It's going to be challenged.
Challenge call is upheld. Ball is the call.
Three balls, one strike, one out. Challenge is upheld. Here comes the 3-1. And a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Fouled. Three-two. Here comes the pitch to Juan Ben Cho. And makes contact, but it goes foul. All the kids are running for that one. Holy moly. Get your foul ball at your own risk. These kids can be a little rough. I see some adults trying to get out the way. And there goes another one. Juan Ben Cho handing out his own souvenirs. That's another foul ball in the stands. It's been a nail biter here on this Saturday. 3-2 Cardinals lead, bottom of the seventh. One out here. And a big swing and a miss by Ben Cho. And he goes down swinging.
The center fielder, number four, Chris Rotondo.
Chris Rotondo up next with two outs, nobody on. Here comes the pitch to Rotondo. And this one catches the outside corner, strike one. One one the count. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One two pitch. Here it comes from Gilbert. And a nice piece of hitting by Rotondo. Hits it right in front of the right fielder. Arias charging to get it, and that's a stand up single for Chris Rotondo. Linares up next. And this one's popped up. Popped up. Nobody's going to get to it. Count goes 0-1 to Linares. Gilbert on the mound. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh. Tarpons within reach, trying to get their 18th win of the season. They've fought hard to get back to this point. Cardinals putting up two in the first, one in the third. And the Tarpons getting two in the fourth. Now just back one run. And it's a big swing and a miss by Linares. Count goes 1-2. Gilbert comes into the game for some relief with a 2.29 ERA, 25 strikeouts through 19 innings of work early on in this season. Looking for another strikeout now. Here comes the 1-2. Linares in the box. And makes contact. Charging is the center fielder. Not able to get to it is Hall. And that's a stand-up single for Linares. And the Cardinals now have runners on first and second here in the bottom of the seventh. That's going to bring up Addison Cruz, who had an RBI single early on. Six RBIs on the season now for Cruz. And another golden opportunity for Cruz. Cardinals looking for some run support, up 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cardinals trying to get their 26th win of the season. They're currently just one game in front of their roommates, the Hammerheads. And the whole infield's going to come in. Nobody warming up in either bullpen yet. So it looks like Coach and the rest of the Tarpons are going to talk strategy with Gilbert. The Cardinals have just been all over the Tarpons in this game. Regardless of the three runs, they have nine hits. They've been dominating on offense. They just haven't been able to get those extra bases to come across home. But this is a spot that the Cardinals have been really good in all season. Close games. Obviously, yesterday, during doubleheader Friday, they lost both. But it looks like your Palm Beach Cardinals got some good night's sleep. They came in to today's game, that's right, on a kids' club Saturday. Why not, right, for the kids? They came into today's game with a lot of intent, especially on offense, and looking a lot better on defense. You see no errors on the scoreboard. That's a big deal. So here we go. Cruz stepping back into the box. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Cardinals 3. Tarpons 2. Here comes the pitch from Gilbert. This one's outside. Ball 1. Saturday afternoon baseball. Game 5 of the 6-game set between the Tarpons and the Cardinals. Here comes the 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. In a moment, we'll take a peek at your Florida State League scoreboard and see what's going on around the standings. All the games are just about underway. Tarpons looking for their 18th win of the season. Cardinals looking for number 26. Counts 1-1 to Cruz. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Cruz from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, the 22-year-old, picked up as a free agent in 2017. Here comes the 1-2. Big swing and a miss, and Gilbert gets Cruz on strike number 3. Cruz goes down swinging, and we're cruising towards the top of the 8th inning. Cardinals hanging on to a 3-2 lead. We'll be back, MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working farm. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show, folks. Walter Works with you on the call, live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, for this Game 5 of the 6-game set between the Tarpons and the Cardinals. Bo Brewer in the box. He's up next. 0-1 count to Bo. Quensa still on the mound for the Cardinals. Just threw his 24th pitch. Counts 1-1 to Brewer. Tarpons looking for win number 18. Cardinals trying to get a cushion going. The Hammerheads right behind them. Just one game in front of their roommates here at the Dean. Here comes the 2-1 to Brewer. And he smacks this one. Charging to get it is the left fielder. And it falls in fair. And rounding first, halfway there is Brewer. He gets back. And that's a stand-up single. Adesanya came charging in from left field. Looks like he lost it in the sun. And it fell right in front of him. So that's going to be a base hit for Brewer. And that's the start the Tarpons were looking for here in the top of the eighth inning. Felix Nguyen up next. Here comes pitch number 26 for Quencia. Nguyen making contact and just goes foul right by that 325 mark on the wrong side of that big yellow pole, right by the Cassidy Cool Zone. Don't forget, for all your air conditioning needs, CassidyAC.com. They've been keeping me cool ever since I've been down in Florida, I'll tell you. And Nguyen chips this one. It's going to go foul. All the kids are out today. It's Kids Club Saturday. We got the bouncy house. We got all the things going on. Family fun entertainment. That's right, every Saturday here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Get your tickets right outside at the box office or, of course, at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. Here comes the 0-2, and that breaking ball just missed the inside corner. Count goes 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Nguyen on the box. This one in the dirt. Count goes even, 2-2. So Brewer's on first, nobody's out. And if the Hammerheads want to get something going, they got to do so now. Just down by one, it's possible. That's why we love this game called baseball. Counts full. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Cardinals on top, 3-2. Here comes the 3-2. And he checks his swing. He didn't go. So on a good eye. And talk about discipline. Coming back in the count, Nguyen gets on to first.
Designated hitter number 5, Jared Cerna.
So what a moment with Cerna coming up. Nobody out. Runners on first and second. The Tarpons are just down one, and they're threatening. Nobody up in the Cardinals' bullpen. A lot of trust. A lot of hope. A lot of faith in Quensa. Quensa with a long, hard look at second. Here comes the pitch, and this one's fouled into the Tarpons' bullpen. Count goes 0-1. Happy Saturday, everybody, after a dismal week of bad weather. It's a beautiful day here at the Dean. Here comes the 0-1 to Serna. Makes contact. This one's popped up. Cruz is calling it off, and he gets there. A much-needed out number one right in front of the Cardinals' dugout. Nice defensive effort and play by Cruz. Usually it's R.J. Yeager at first. Yeager playing designated hitter today, giving some repetitions to Cruz at first. And a nice play there by Mr. Cruz. Anthony Hall gets into the box. Runners on first and second. One out, top of the eighth. Cardinals 3, Tarpons 2. Here we go. I'm calling time. Two runs for the Tarpons on four hits. Two very costly errors. Three runs for the Cardinals on nine hits. And no errors. Defense might be the difference in this game right now, folks. Here comes the 1-0. Outside, count goes 2-0. And don't forget, early on in the game, the Cardinals threw out a runner at home on some great defense by the Cardinals catcher Linares. Caught Nguyen right at home, dead at home. Next pitch to Hall, that's going to be strike one. Count goes 2-1 to Anthony Hall. Tarpon's trying to get their mojo back. Last place right now in the Florida State League West. Big swing and a miss. That's strike two. Count goes even 2-2. Quincy approaching pitch number 37. Pitch clock ticking. 5, 4, 3. Here comes the pitch. Outside. Count goes full. Tarpon's trying to load the bases. And I'm not talking baked potatoes. I'm talking baseball players. Runners on first and second. Anthony Hall in the box. Here comes the 3-2. This one's upstairs and the bases get loaded. So Anthony Hall takes a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. Are you ready for it? All aboard! Choo, choo, choo! Now, Quincy, in the middle of a jam, and I'm not talking about your favorite jelly jam, not the one you have with your peanut butter. He's in a situation here. And Arias smacks this one! And that one's out of here. A grand salami. That's four coming home. And Arias with a monster shot. All Juan Bincho can do is look at it. Way over that 350 mark. And now it's a 6-3 lead for the Tampa Tarpons. Ay Dios mio. What a shot. And everybody greeting Arias at home plate. And why not? That's exactly what the Tarpons were cooking up here at the Dean. Top of the eighth inning, four come home. Holy moly. And we got a quiet crowd now here at the Dean. Ay, ay, ay. That's why you play the game. 6-3 lead now for the Tarpons. Threatening to get their third win in a row. Looking to get their 18th win of the season. Counts 2-0 to Martinez. Still only one out here in the top of the eighth. A grand slam. Ay, ay, ay. You could see the look of disbelief in the Cardinals' dugout. 2-1 the count to Martinez. Checks his swing. That's going to be a strike anyway. Count goes even 2-2. Cardinals have opened up the pen. New pitcher waiting to come in. Can't find my binoculars, so we'll find out who it is when they get on the mound. Here comes the 3-2. And a big swing and a miss. Martinez goes down swinging.
The shortstop, number one, Brenny Ascanio.
So Arias bringing everybody home to mama with a grand salami, putting four up in the eighth. Tarpon's up now, 6-3. Ascanio's up, pops this one up. Who's going to get it? Three players tracking it down, and Espinoza's there for finally out number three. Oof, I got to take a bathroom break after that one. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Do the Cardinals have any life in them after that grand slam? We'll find out. We got a lot of baseball to be played. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave.
Welcome back, folks. What can I say? That's why we watch this game of baseball. Cardinals are only down three, and just like the Hammerheads got a grand slam, the things can happen the same way for your Palm Beach Cardinals. You never know. Hernandez stepping into the box. He's up. Bolivar on deck. First pitch to Hernandez, fouled. Count goes 1-1. Or the second pitch, I'm sorry. I'm a little rattled by all that madness that we saw in the top of the eighth inning. Tarpon's bringing home four on the grand slam by Arias, up 6-3. Here comes the 1-1 to Hernandez. Breaking ball just misses. Count goes 2-1. Matt Keating, the new pitcher on the mound for the Tarpons, comes into this game for some relief with a 1.45 ERA. And look at those strikeouts, 29 strikeouts and 18 innings of work. Here comes the 2-1. That one's low. Count's going to go 3-1. Let's take a look at your Florida State League scoreboard. The St. Lucie Mets finally have some good stuff cooking on their side, leading Clearwater 7-2 in the bottom of the eighth. How about the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Dunedin Blue Jays about to kick things off? And that's pretty much all the games as they all have a 6:30 start time. Flying Tigers at the Daytona Tortugas. And Clearwater and St. Lucie playing two today. All the rain this week. Finally, all the rain went away. It's a beautiful Saturday as Bolivar takes first on a walk. Nice eye by Bolivar. Exactly what the Cardinals need right now. Get guys on base and some timely hitting. So here we go. Bolivar in the box. Ooh. It was fouled, and it almost took somebody's head off in the Cardinals' dugout. Everybody's okay. Here comes the pitch to Bolivar. Rips this one. Left fielder charging towards the warning track. It's going to hit the wall. And Bolivar is going to round first. He's going to get to second. And that's a double for Javier Bolivar with nobody out. Call it a Tijuana Flats double queso. Oh, yeah. I love my cheese spicy. How about that? So Hernandez easily cruising to third. Bolivar makes contact, hits the wall. And Artesena is up next. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth. And this one's fouled. What a jam-packed day here at the Dean. Had a nail-biter the whole game. Artesena makes contact, charging in foul territory, just out of play. Third baseman Brewer for the Tarpons, good effort, just not enough room. So Artesena's in the box. Hernandez on third. Bolivar on second. And makes contact there, but foul. Espinoza up next. He's on deck, followed by R.J. Yeager. You start to wonder if Curiali's around, if he might pinch hit at some point. He has the day off today. A much-needed day off. Curiali has been one of those bright spots early on in this season. When you look at the Palm Beach Cardinals, you look for the development, you look for the potential, and Curiali is just flourishing. He's won Florida State League Player of the Week twice already this season. We've missed him today. Here comes the 0-2, and Artesena rips this one. It might fall in front of the left fielder. It doesn't. No runners are going to tag. That's questionable. Obviously respecting the arm of Arias in right field. Not only is he doing it on offense, but they're on defense too, so that's the first out. Espinoza up next. Espinoza up to bat. Hernandez on third. Bolivar on second. Tarpons up 6-3, bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals looking for their 26th win of the season. Here comes the 1-0. And a shot in the gap. No! Arias right there, and what a cannon. Almost getting out the runner at second. Bolivar almost got caught on a little lead at second. Everybody thought that was going to be a fair ball, but the wind brought it over to Arias. And two great plays on defense for Arias in right field for the Tarpons. He might be a contestant for player of the game. We'll find out. R.J. Yeager up next. Checks his swing there. He went. Strike one. This would be an opportunity wasted for the Cardinals. Quickly now with two outs. Runners on second and third. And Yeager makes contact. Third baseman with one cannon of a throw. Not in time. Yeager gets to first on a hustle play, and a run comes home. Cardinals cutting the lead down to two. And Yeager with the RBI single. It's Yeager time. So Yeager with his second RBI of the game. Tarpon 6, Cardinals 4. Juan Bincho up next. Runners on the corners. Bottom of the eighth. Here comes the first pitch to Juan. That's going to be ball one. Juan Bin Cho, don't you know? He's had a hot May, let me tell you. And makes contact there, right to the shortstop. Should be a routine play, and it is. That's out number three. Cardinals, though, almost getting halfway there. They get one across home here in the bottom of the eighth. Tarpon 6, Cardinals 4. Top of the ninth coming up. Walter Works live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
First baseman, number 35, Jesus Rodriguez.
And welcome back to the show, folks. Top of the ninth inning. Nathaniel Heredia, new pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals. Jesus Rodriguez up to bat. What a beautiful day here, Saturday, May 27th. And today was all about getting wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. Make sure to check that place out. I know my daughter has been begging me to go. It's a beautiful environment. You see a lot of beautiful animals in their space having the time of their life. And it's just a nice getaway for the family. During the week, during the weekend, the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. A lot of great activities for the kids. Here comes the 3-1 to Rodriguez. And this one just misses. That's going to be ball four, and Rodriguez goes to first. Going to first on the Base on Balls Express train. All aboard. Choo-choo-choo. Tarpons with a runner on first. Nobody out. Brett Barrera up next. Brewer on deck. Here comes the pitch to Barrera. Making contact. They're going to try for two. Espinoza right there. Over to Cruz, and that's a double play. Nice defense by the Cardinals. One out. Away from getting out of this one. A two quick outs here in the top of the ninth.
The third baseman, number 28, Bo Brewer.
Big shout out to Andrew Seymour, the hardest working general manager in minor league baseball, making his rounds, saying hi to all the lovely fans out here today. My man. And really, it starts with leadership, right? That's what you see here when you think about and talk about the staff here at the Dean. As Brewer grounds this one over to the second baseman, an easy play, Hernandez to Cruz. Three outs, that's all she wrote for the top of the ninth. Last licks, last chance opportunity for the Cardinals. Bottom of the ninth inning coming up. Tarpon 6, Cardinals 4. But the Redbirds are flying, trying to fly high out of this game with a win. Saturday afternoon baseball, it's Kids Club Saturday. Oh, yeah. We'll be back for the bottom of the ninth inning. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Sitting out the bottom half of the ninth inning for the Cardinals, the center fielder, number 4, Chris Rotondo.
And welcome back, folks. Last chance opportunity for the Cardinals, bottom of the ninth. They're down 2, Tarpon 6, Cardinals 4. Matt Keating on the mound looking to close things out for Tampa. And Rotondo, a nice piece of hitting there. He's going to round first with all the speed in the world. Gets to second. And that's a double to start the bottom of the ninth. A Tijuana Flats double queso. I love my cheese spicy, baby. What a hit by Rotondo. And the Cardinals are looking for a miracle at the Dean. They're just down 2. Bottom of the ninth, nobody out. Rotondo on second. Linares in the box. Cruz on deck. Here we go. Here comes the pitch from Keating. Now he's going to look back at Rotondo, trying to keep him honest at second. Cardinals trying to walk off this game here in the bottom of the ninth. Linares in the box. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Here comes the 0-1. Another swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Rotondo on second after the double. Linares facing an 0-2 count. Cardinals looking to get win number 26. Currently one game in front of the Jupiter Hammerheads in the Florida State League East. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Did he get a piece of it? He did. Count stays 0-2. Linares trying to take care of business. Here comes the 0-2. Making contact right to the shortstop. That's going to be a routine grounder, and it is. Out number 1. Nice play by Ascanio throwing over to Ramirez. Linares is retired. Addison Cruz up next. He's had a pretty good day. Had an RBI single, his second time up. Rotondo on second. Tying runs at the plate now with Cruz. Here comes the pitch from Keating. Cruz making contact over to third base. It's going to take a big-time throw. And Cruz gets onto first on a hustle play. Not able to make the throw in time is Brewer. Ramirez just fumbled it there at the end, and now we got runners on the corners. With one out, Hernandez up. So Rotondo on third. Hernandez on first. I'm sorry, Cruz is on first. Rotondo on third. Looks like we have a meeting at the mound. They might be changing out their pitcher, the Tarpons. Talking some strategy. Whole infield in, runners on the corners. What a moment with one out here in the bottom of the ninth. Home plate umpire Tyler Green breaking it up at the mound. Everybody going back to their positions. Taking a little bit longer than expected. But this is it. Bottom of the ninth. Cardinals down two. And just imagine, they got 12 hits. No errors. Just four runs. The Tarpons with five hits and three errors with that grand slam in the eighth lead 6-4. Here we go. First pitch to Bernal. Strike one. Bernal pinch hitting for Hernandez. Runners on the corners. Here comes the 0-1. And shot in the gap. That's a fair ball in the gap. An RBI single. Bernal gets that's an RBI double. And one's going to come home. And he's safe at home. Safe at home. And we have a tie ball game. How about that? An RBI double. A Tijuana Flats double queso. And I told you, I love my cheese spicy, baby. Unbelievable. Miracle at the Dean accomplished. We got a tie ball game. It's 6-6. An RBI double. A pinch hitting Leonardo Bernal coming through. And we're all knotted up at six apiece here at the Dean. With just one out. Bolivar up next. Bernal on second. The crowd is going wild here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and why not? What a game. Here we go. First pitch to Bolivar, just misses the right side of the third baseline, and it goes foul. Are you excited yet? We're having a good time today here, Saturday afternoon baseball. What a ball game. Jonathan Mejia comes into the game to pinch run. Mejia's on second. Cardinals looking to walk this bad boy off. Here we go. Bolivar pops this one up. Catcher Martinez trying to track it down behind home plate, and he does. Ay, ay, ay. That's going to bring up Alex Ardesena. What a moment. Bottom of the ninth inning. The winning run is on second base. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball outside. Ball one. My goodness, what a ninth inning. Cardinals mustering, doing anything. Grinding it out to get two here in the ninth to tie the game. And this one inside, ball two to Ardesena. Espinoza up next. He's on deck. We're all tied up at six. Matt Keating on the mound. Here comes the 2-0. Outside, ball three. Three straight balls to Artesena. Artesena picked in the seventh round of the 2022 draft. A big moment for him. Three balls, no strikes, two outs. Bottom of the ninth. Here comes the pitch. And this one catches the inside corner. Strike one. Have I yelled enough? It's been that type of game. 3-1 the count. Here comes the pitch. Checks his swing. And he didn't go. Some good discipline by Artesena. He gets on to first. Runners on first and second. And Espinoza, with one of the biggest moments in his minor league baseball career, comes up to bat. And one hit can bring the winning run home. Whole infield is coming in along with coach. We're going to have a pitching change as the Tarpons try to stay in the game. Walter works with you. Bottom of the ninth inning. Cardinals bringing two across home. 6-6 tie. We're coming back after this commercial break.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Here we go, folks. Lisandro Espinoza in the box. A big-time opportunity for the young man. First pitch to him, ball one. The crowd is feeling it. One hit away. And the next one in the dirt. Count goes 2-0 to Espinoza. Matt Keating replaced by Cole Ayers in the game for some relief. And that one's over the head of the second baseman. Mejia's rounding third. That's a walk-off win for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Espinoza delivers an RBI single to win the game. The water cooler's out, and what a comeback from behind win for the Cardinals. An RBI single, Mejia rounds third, comes home, hugs, water coolers everywhere, and the Cardinals win their 26th win of the season. Hip, hip, hooray! Hits it over the head of the second baseman, Barrera. He had no chance at it. And how about that? A 7-6 victory. The Palm Beach Cardinals come out on top with three runs in the ninth inning. That's right, you heard me. Three runs in the ninth inning. The Cardinals did the right thing. They put Mejia in the game to pinch run for Bernal, who usually plays catcher. So they added some extra speed. And just like that, Espinoza had his marching orders and he knew exactly what to do. Espinoza with some timely hitting over the head of Barrera. And just like that, the comeback is complete. Cardinals win 7-6. And what about Espinoza? I'll sing that song all day long. What a win for the Cardinals. 7-6 on 14 hits, no errors, great defense. And just like that, improving to 26-18 on the season. Wowzers. What a game, folks. So just like that, the Cardinals taking game five of this six-game set, sending everybody home happy, 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 joy, joy. Enjoy the ride. If you heard me on the call on the radio, make sure you get some rest and get a good night's sleep. I know I yelled a lot today, and your ears might be ringing, but you know what? That's exactly what this game brought. All the fundamentals and some family fun entertainment. Some great baseball. That's what you see here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Tomorrow we wrap things up, the final game of this series. That's right, the Tarpons ending their little road trip. They've been here all week long. But what about your Palm Beach Cardinals? A 7-6 victory. What a win. Espinoza coming through. And that's all she wrote on this kids' club Saturday. Now all the kids get ready to get on the field and run the bases. Everybody going home happy. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a win for the Cardinals. They did it. A miracle at the Dean with three in the ninth. A 7-6 victory. Walter works with you on the call live on MILB.com. The Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. I'll be on the call tomorrow. I'll check you out then. Until then, adios, amigos.